Violence continued today. 12 to 14 Shiite men and women were gunned down in a Sunni-dominated town south of Baghdad, and a suicide bomber in the capital killed at least one Iraqi police officer. A Palestinian suicide bomber blew himself up today at a West Bank checkpoint, killing an Israeli army officer and two other Palestinians. The Arabic satellite station Al Arabiya reported that Syrian-backed militant group Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the bombing. The group earlier this week rebuffed Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's appeal for an end to suicide bombings and rocket attacks. In increasingly chaotic Gaza, meanwhile, Palestinian police are still searching for a British human rights worker and her parents, kidnapped at gunpoint in the southern Gaza town of Rafah yesterday. Tension continues to escalate between the White House and the federal courts over the scope of President Bush's war powers. The Justice Department filed a sharply worded motion with the Supreme Court yesterday, arguing that a federal appeals court infringed on Bush's authority when it refused to let government prosecutors take custody of enemy combatant Jose Padilla. It was the latest salvo in the battle over Padilla, a U.S. citizen held by the military for more than 3 years on suspicion and plotting to detonate a dirty bomb. When the Supreme Court agreed last month to hear arguments on whether Bush had the authority to hold Padilla, the government suddenly indicted him in Miami on separate and much lesser criminal terrorism charges. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit refused last week to allow prosecutors to take custody of Padilla from the military before the Supreme Court hears the detention case, rebuking the Bush administration for the appearance of manipulating the courts to keep Padilla in custody. Indonesia has withdrawn its final contingent of non-local troops from the province of Aceh, fulfilling a key pledge made in an historic peace accord between separatist guerrillas and the government. The pact, signed in August in Helsinki, was aimed at ending nearly 3 decades of bloodshed. But elsewhere in the region, things were not so hopeful. In Sri Lanka, a slain pro-rebel politician was buried today as mourners blamed the government for his death, and international monitors said the country may be sliding back into civil war. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines 5 specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or LiveMeeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Welcome to Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you, subbing for Mike on the Air America Radio Network. It's, what is it, Mike Malloy Light. Mild-mannered Mike. Now, we each have our different style. Man, I love listening to Mike. I listened to him, what was he, last night, right? He was doing his show. I did the show for him on Tuesday, and then I was listening to him on Randy Rhoads' show. Wow. Wow. I mean, everybody's mild-mannered compared to Mike Malloy. How cool he is. How lucky we are to have him on Air America Radio. Hey, if you'd like to join the conversation, and we're going to be having a lot of guests, so I would, if you have something to say, I would just rush right in now. 866-303-2270. Here's what we got going at 34 minutes after this hour. Scott Klinger from United for a Fair Economy. We're going to be talking about the highlights and the low points of the U.S. economy for the year. Todd Ensign, who's the legal director of Citizen Soldier, is going to tell us about the most extraordinary story. There's a 65-year-old man sitting in Camp Lejeune solitary because he was AWOL 40 years ago. That's right. So we'll hear that story at, I guess I'm going to have to talk in can't keep saying after the hour. So that will be 11:06, and that'll be Eastern time, of course. At 11:34, Curtis Ellis, our culture vulture, the politically incorrect movie reviewer who proves always, every week that I'm on, that, as Monty Python said, culture, we got culture up to our a-holes, right? And then singer-songwriter at midnight, David Rovics. And we're going to be playing some of David's music when we come out of spots, so don't, you know, it's a lot of people that hear the spots. The spots pay our salaries, so come on, you know, listen to our sponsors and support them. Okay, what's up? Lots, you know, I'm the last live guy, so you've gone through a lot of what's already occurred during the day, but there's little bits that, I haven't heard everyone's show today, and some of them have been best of, so I'm sure they missed this, but the former Chilean dictator, Augusto Pinochet, was fingerprinted and photographed for the first time overnight as police opened a criminal file into his role in the deaths of political opponents in 1975. Officers came to Pinochet's home in the elegant La Dehesa neighborhood. What does that mean? Dehesa. D-E-H-E-S-A. My Spanish is so poor. Maybe it's just the name. Anyways, he's in this elegant neighborhood. Now, I mean, here's this guy who was this fascist dictator for, what was it, 17 or 18 years, beginning in 1973, when the coup occurred, and he's still living in an elegant neighborhood. Maybe finally, even though he's 90 years old, unlike most of the dictators, and so many of them, of course, living in Florida, that was his mistake. He didn't immediately take the millions that he absconded with from Chile. How much was it? $27 million. Oh, he did. He allegedly hid them in U.S. and other overseas bank accounts, but he didn't have enough sense to get his own booty out of the land that he had pillaged for so long and done such horrid criminal deeds, and that he stayed there, figured he was okay. I think, without getting into all the details, they had legislation that protected him and all that. Right, it was 73 to 1990. It was the first time ever that the former Chilean president was booked, although he has faced prosecution three times in the last 5 years on charges related to the deaths or disappearances of some 3,000 people during his regime. Now, a couple of things occur to me. The first being, of course, the figure 3,000. When we think of 3,000 deaths here in the United States, what do we think of? We think of September 11th. Well, those of you who really have a good historical memory know that's exactly the date that the 1973 coup occurred in Chile, September 11th. And they talk about their own September 11th and actually the deaths that occurred, the fascist executions, the tortures, and what have you. Actually, I mentioned David Rovics is going to be on the air. He and I and a bunch of other people were in Miami in, what must it have been, November 2003 for demonstrations against the so-called free trade area of the Americas pact that would just extend the most horrible aspects of NAFTA down to all of the Americas. And at one point, the police charged people who were doing absolutely nothing, retirees, kids in flip-flops, what have you. And the police sealed off this huge stadium, and David Rovics was singing. And I thought, man, this is like Chile, because those of you who, Victor Jara. Yeah, Victor Jara, J-A-R-A. Victor Jara, you may want to Google that, J-A-R-A, was singing and in the stadium, in the sports stadium, where these army troops had herded all these people, and then they broke his fingers with rifle butts. I mean, this is fascism. This is conservatism is one little millimeter to the left, or one just crank of the screw, I guess you'd say. Anyway, he's been charged with fraud, providing falsified documents. Who cares about that stuff? He's a mass murderer. The only thing that we have to really ask, why isn't Henry Kissinger under house arrest? Why isn't Henry Kissinger in The Hague? I don't know why I even have to read this. Most of us know this by memory. This is from globalresearch.ca. 30 years ago, on September 11, 1973, the Chilean military, led by General Augusto Pinochet, crushed the democratically elected Unidad Popular, United Popular Government of Salvador Allende. The objective was to replace a progressive, democratically elected government by a brutal military dictatorship. And who bears ultimate responsibility for this? Of the people left alive. The military coup, according to Global Research, was supported by the CIA. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger played a direct role in the military plot. So why is this man, Henry Kissinger, walking around, an extraordinarily wealthy man, much like Pinochet? He probably lives in, as it said here, some elegant neighborhood as well. I mean, why does crime pay? Why does crime pay? I mean, maybe you get once in a while, Nixon has to resign. Of course, he died a wealthy man as well. Are there any, I mean, some of the criminals in the Bush administration, a couple of them went to jail. What about the criminals in the Reagan administration? I think being at least of the 20th century, the most crime-infested regime of any of them. And yet, of course, some of them come back to work in the Bush administration to be part of this big lie about the war in Iraq, proving that crime does pay. It's sort of like the mob. I mean, this is why Mike Malloy calls Bush the Bush crime family, because the mafia knows you got to take a few hits. There's some occupational hazards of being in the mafia, and there's occupational hazards of being in the Bush crime family, or the Reagan crime family, or the Bush 1 crime family. This stuff catches up with you. You can't just get away with the kind of unconstitutional criminal activity that typifies these people that claim they're the biggest patriots. I still am mild-mannered, aren't I? Have I told you tonight how much I hate these people? That's Mike's line. I love it. But only Mike Malloy can do it with that, where you know that he's dripping with hatred for these people. That, you know, let me back up. I'm having fun, as I always do. He hates these people, and I don't like the word. I despise these people. I know I do hate them, because it's not like another team got in power. It's not like hating Central High because they're across town. This is Murder Incorporated. The American government, under particularly these people, I mean, you know, during Bush or Clinton-Gore, there's enough deaths on their hands as well. But certainly, you know, Reagan and Bush, the backers of Saddam Hussein, the people that facilitated him during the 1980s, that enter one war after the next on the basis of a lie. Of course, the Gulf War was based on a lie, too. We may get to that. We'll see. And certainly this one, universally seen as based on a lie. Why aren't these people in jail? How can you commit murder of those mass proportions, whether it's in Chile, Henry Kissinger, or what's going on now, or at a minimum, if your dear hearts If you are a dear heart, you know, like a Republican, you have a soft spot for these criminals like Bush, these war criminals, these liars, these Constitution shredders, wouldn't you at least think that it's misfeasance in office, that these people are such dunderheads that they believe baloney? So obvious to those of us and millions of people around the world that said no, all, you know, the 37 senators that voted against the war resolution because they knew that all of it was a load of crap. Wouldn't you think that at least that Bush would have the common decency to resign? Now, common decency, not a word in their lexicon, so there's only one option. We have to force these SOBs to resign. We ain't waiting till January 20th, 2009 to be rid of these monsters. All right, Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. We'll be right back after these.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really works.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Well, they don't exactly like me either. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike Malloy. We're going up the country. Canned Heat, is that what it is, Justin? Is that the band? Nothing. Yeah, he says. Yeah, okay. Peter Werby here with you, broadcasting from Detroit City. And 10:34, 34 minutes after the hour, we'll be talking about the economy. If you'd like to email me, calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. You want to see my puss and some of the things I have to say. PeterWerby.com, last name W-E-R-B-E.com. We were talking about the Chilean dictator, Pinochet, charged with killings. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say that. Oh, yeah, his lawyer, Pablo Rodriguez, said that the fact that he was fingerprinted and photographed, he said, it's an insult. This bloody mass murderer, this dictator, and they're saying that because he had his photo taken and he was fingerprinted, you know, he should have had a perp walk. And wouldn't you love to see Henry Kissinger frog marched into The Hague as well for all the crimes? This guy has Mount Everest of corpses of Vietnamese and Americans and Indochinese and Chileans, and I'm probably forgetting, 20 other countries. In fact, someone call in and remind us, he cannot go to something like 30 countries because there's warrants out for his arrest for appearances or summonses at least. 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. Let's go to Walter in Tahachi, Hapachapachakaki? Go ahead, Walter. Tell me what it is. Hey, Walter.
It's Tehachapi.
Tehachapi. Man, that's a lot easier. That's a lot easier way to say it. Tehachapi.
Yeah, I really don't know much about the Pinochet thing.
That's okay.
Because I'm sure they were the darling of the right.
Sure.
In this country, though.
Oh, they were our allies in the free world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Under Reagan and Bush. You're right.
In the free world.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about the free world, I'm really concerned about the latest revelations last week about the successful hacking of the DMO machines, the voting machines. And what I'm curious, and maybe some of your listeners know the answer to, the way I read it, it sounded like the DMO voting machines had a built-in protocol or logic circuit that delivered the votes in the Florida test, 51% to 49%, which coincidentally is how much Bush won by in Ohio.
Sure.
And I'm really curious about that and would like to get some information. I've Googled and everything, but I get a lot of technical jargon, but I'm not really that technical.
You know, I neither am I. And, in fact, a lot of this goes by my head, but right over my head. But I saw Howard Dean in this famous when he was on, I think it was MSNBC, actually hacked into one of the electronic voting systems, and someone will call and remind me. In fact, I think Mike was talking about this today on when he was doing Randy Rhodes' show. The sites that are actually available. If you go to Brad Blog, B-R-A-D-B-L-O-G, BradBlog.com, he's got something about in your state, California, these ES and S voting machines. So it's not. They've got a lock on all of the ways they can distort our capacity to vote. All right, Walter, thank you very much. Anybody else wants to call in on that, please do. Steve in Portland, hi. You're on the air. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
As far as Kissinger is concerned, along with the Vietnamese, Cambodians, the Chileans, East Timorese would be on the list.
Oh, yeah, right.
course. I mean, all the East Timorese were killed with U.S. arms, which Kissinger and Ford supplied, and they knew Suharto was going to invade. But the reason I called, I read something in the news a couple of days ago, which I think tells us exactly what's going to be the outcome in Iraq, which I found to be pretty astounding. As I'm sure you're aware, the current sitting president of Iraq is Jalal Talabani.
Mm-hmm, a Kurd,
absolutely. Yeah. And this is a quote. This man, Jafar Mustafer, is identified as a close advisor to Iraq's Kurdish interim president, Jalal Talabani. Now, this is what he says, just two sentences. He says, "We will do our best diplomatically, and if that fails, we will use force to secure borders for an independent Kurdistan." Mustafer said, "The government in Baghdad will be too weak to use force against the will of the Kurdish people."
Well, also the way the Iraqi constitution set up, the central government is very weak. Well, do we care that there's an independent Kurdistan? I mean, this a modern Iraq is just this cobbled together post-imperialist entity to begin with, right? And we've seen what it's caused throughout the years. It's like so many countries that were cobbled together following colonialism.
Absolutely, yeah. But my point being, every action we take from now on should be predicated upon the fact that it's going to break up.
Well, I think so. That's why, if you remember, and this is a longer piece that I was going to talk about later, which goes to the responsibility of Bush 1 in terms of allowing the Iraqi army, the Republican Guards, to slaughter Kurds in the north and Shiites in the south in 1991 because they didn't want it to break up. All right, I got to go. We got Scott Klinger from United for a Fair Economy coming up after the break. Hey, it's a wonderful economy, isn't it? Isn't it? It seems so. I mean, that's what the stock market says. Peter Werbe on Air America, The Mike Malloy Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
With my back pain, it hurt just to think about swinging a golf club.
Back pain can ruin your golf game. That's why you need capsaicin cream, the brand pharmacists recommend most, because its relief starts strong and gets stronger each time you use it. Relief so effective,
it's like the pain was never there. It's unbelievable.
You've got to feel it for yourself. Capsaicin cream. Relief beyond belief.
Now that's a shot.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called them myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
When I awoke one morning, there was a feeling in the air. Everything was quiet. Things are different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with Joe Hill at the mic. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike.
Well, welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby in for Mike. That was David Rovics. Minimum wage strike, and we'll have David Rovics on at midnight Eastern time. Joining me now is Scott Klinger. He's co-director of Responsible Wealth. It's a project of United for a Fair Economy. Scott Klinger, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you.
Thank you, Peter.
And where are you still out in Arizona?
I'm in Arizona this evening.
Yeah, well, good. And you saw the Grand Canyon, huh?
It's still as beautiful as it ever was.
It's a
public resource we all have.
And it is grand.
It certainly is grand.
Indeed.
And all very right. Deep.
What we want to do is we are going to do an economic wrap-up. And one thing that puzzles me is you look at the stock market. We didn't quite make 11,000, but there was some hope that it would. The dividends are coming in fast and furious. Yet on the other side, we know that the middle class and the working class aren't doing real well. And you have all these companies, these airlines, General Motors, Delphi, that they're on the edge. What the hell's going on?
Well, there's a lot of things going on, and we're continuing to see the pattern that we've seen for the last couple of decades of the wealthy doing very, very well, and very large businesses doing very well, and small businesses and most of the rest of the population are really struggling. And there's a number of reasons for this, and we put together a number of awards we're giving for the economic uniters of the year and economic dividers of the year.
Okay. Well, you say the big corporations are doing well. It doesn't look that way sitting here in Detroit. I mean, when you look at Delphi, when you look at General Motors, you look at the airlines, who's making all the money? We know ExxonMobil.
Well, ExxonMobil is one of the ones that wins our economic divider of the year. They're doing fabulously well. Everyone knows how much they're paying at the gas pumps, and if you heat your home with oil, you know how much those oil prices have gone up. ExxonMobil posted record earnings in the last quarter, almost $10 billion, the highest quarterly profit ever reported by a U.S. company. And, of course, they're one of the biggest beneficiaries of the energy price spike after the hurricanes. One of the things they got a lot of mileage out after Hurricane Katrina was that they gave $7 million to help the hurricane victims.
Yeah, that's pretty generous.
Well, we looked at how much that is. It's 92 minutes of profits for the during the quarter, an hour and a half.
Wow.
And we also looked at how much they paid their CEO, Lee Raymond, last year, $82 million.
Wait. Don't go so fast.
$82 million, which was 12 times what they've spent on aiding those that lost their homes and businesses during the hurricane.
Now, Scott Klinger, wouldn't you or I do that for 10%? I mean, if they said, look, we're going to let you leave.
Peter, I think you'd do it for 1%.
What would 1% be?
800,000.
I'll do it. Well, I don't know. I think you have to have an evil streak to take advantage.
Well, one of the outrageous things, too, is Exxon has the second largest underfunded pension plan in the country. One of the reasons that GM is complaining they have trouble on some of the airlines is their pensions that they have for
right.
the workers. And Exxon's, going through this time of the gravy time of the cycle, and they're not fully funding their employees' pensions. So who knows, 10 or 15 years down the road, Exxon could be the next General Motors crying that our pension is burying us.
Yeah. Now, profits are up. Wages and incomes of average Americans are down. How does that happen that we're being more productive as a workforce, yet we're getting rewarded less? I thought long ago and far away, particularly here in Detroit with the auto workers, the more you produce, the bigger the share of the pie you got.
Well, for many years, we did see that. We saw that as productivity increased, so did worker wages. What we've seen for the last 20 years is that workers are working a whole lot more hours, five or six more weeks a year of work than 20 years ago. And we're also seeing that workers are not getting the benefits of their productivity. Those are going into corporate profits and, in particular, into executive pay. We've seen a huge explosion of executive pay again. The average large company CEO made 431 times the pay of the average worker in 2004, and that was up from just 300 times the previous year. So it jumped from 300 to 1 to 431 in 1 year's time. So with the profits, the pay, the rewards are going to those at the top. The rest of us are getting reduced health benefits, reduced pension benefits, and stagnant wages.
Well, one of the things, I actually don't hear people chanting this anymore, but USA number one, number one. I mean, we're certainly not number one when it comes to fairness in distribution of wealth produced by all of us. How does it work like in Europe, say in the Scandinavian countries where people, you don't find as many people going through trash barrels for returnable pop bottles as you do here, for instance?
Well, there's a couple of things that are different. One of the things that they have a different tax code. It's less lucrative to earn excessive amounts of money because you pay very steep progressive taxes, in which the wealthy are taxed at high levels. I'm not sure if all your listeners are aware, but back as recently as when John Kennedy was president in the 60s, the highest income tax rate in the United States was 91%. Now, most of us would say that was probably too high, but the reality is that created a damper on excessive wealth creation, because if you earned that much money above that, you gave you only got to keep 9 cents of every dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point of earning $100 million or $500 million in a year?
Do you think most people would say that if you really explained to them that it was over excessive wealth? Like, one wonders, as you point out, Scott Klinger, that the chairman of Exxon Mobil, Lee Raymond, made $82 million in 2004. Now, there's no way that he could consume or buy or need to, I mean, and this is 1 year. I mean, you know, do it over 10 years.
There's not 365 billionaires in the United States. How much can any one person spend in a lifetime?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's a conversation we need to have. And, you know, I think the Europeans have figured some of that out. They also have a different way of compensating people. They tend to have more broad-based board of directors. In the United States, our boards of directors are made up of current and former CEOs, by and large, people who are themselves beneficiaries of the system that creates this excess. In England and in Germany, they have worker representatives on boards, and not a disproportionate number, just one or two, but that creates a check and a balance to keep CEO pay in under some more reasonable control.
You know, I do get from the talk shows I do in Detroit, particularly people working people, people making $9 an hour will defend the right of somebody to make $82 million a year. I said, I think it was on Tuesday night here, that there was a book, something, Everything I Know I Learned in Kindergarten, is unless you have something to share with everyone, you don't bring it to class. And it was sort of what that tells me is when people are living in such mean circumstances in this country, that someone to make excessive wages, it's almost obscene.
Well, I think there's the American dream is very strong parts of it, and rather than embracing the part of the American dream that believes in fairness and equity, there's a very strong belief in this country that anyone can get rich, and we too hear some of the strongest criticisms from some of the poorest people who think they're only a lottery ticket or a rap song or a sports contract away from being the millionaire or billionaire themselves.
Well, there's really, we talk about a class system. Everybody knows that classes exist, but ultimately it's a caste system. There are people that that start off very poor and they become very wealthy. There's a few wealthy people that become poor. But in the main, people stay within the class that they were born into.
Absolutely. We see wealthy children, no matter how poorly they do in school, tend to stay near the top. And poor children, no matter how good they do in school, tend to stay near the bottom. There is some migration as people leave college, leave a lower income bracket as students, and move into their working lives. There's some chance for mobility, and there's also another step in mobility when people stop their working lives and retire. They tend to often move down a little bit in economic class. But aside from those two periods of life, people pretty much stay where they are.
You know, Scott Klinger, you know I love you guys. I've had you and other people from United for a Fair Economy and Responsible Wealth on the show any number of times. And in fact, people should go to your website, faireconomy.com. It's com
dot
or
org.
Dot org. Faireconomy.org. Faireconomy.org. The name of the group you're the co-director of is Responsible Wealth. And yet, you know, wealth has traditionally never been responsible. I actually, and I know you didn't ask for this, I mean, I would rename your group Responsible Wealthy. In other words, you deal with all these extraordinarily wealthy people, including Bill Gates Sr., people like that with big open hearts that understand that how a good part of their wealth came to them by virtue of the whole, the public and public support and government institutions. I guess I'm just sort of musing. Do you think it's possible to have responsible wealth without really strict controls on it?
Well, I think, our members who are members of Responsible Wealth do believe in those strict controls and do believe they do believe they've been blessed by living in this country, and they believe they have a duty, not just an option, but a duty to give something back through taxes and through other means that are required, not just voluntary charity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mr. Gates is one who's very articulate about it and says, you know, his son would have no wealth. There would be no Microsoft had there not been enormous government investment in computers and in the Internet, which no private entrepreneur would have ever made. So really, you know, the government and a public or social investment of government institutions is behind all the wealth that all of us enjoy.
Scott Klinger. So, Justin, please let's not go to spots till we're done. Okay. Yeah. How about irresponsible wealth? What is it, the $12 million bat mitzvah?
Yeah, I think that might be a couple million dollars too big. But
$10 million. It was.
$10 million.
Right.
There's a man named David Brooks who makes bulletproof vests. His company is DHB Industries. And he earned more than $150 million in the last couple of years since the war broke out, selling bulletproof vests primarily to the Army. Earlier this year, the U.S. Marines recalled $5,000 of those vests.
$5,000.
And as recently, I've recently raised questions about more of them. So he's one of the war profiteers, and he recently had a party for his teenage daughter in New York, which featured many different very famous rock groups and
like Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, yeah.
At a private party, they had Steven Tyler and Aerosmith.
That's right, and it was quite the talk of New York, both the lavishness, the over lavishness of this party.
Yeah, Kenny G, and I forgot who else was. You know, they asked him, "Aren't you worried that there might be an uprising of resentment?" And he said, "After us, the deluge." Oh no, that was Marie Antoinette, wasn't it? All right, we got to go, Scott. Thank you so much. We only just touched the surface of what Scott Klinger and people at United for a Fair Economy and Responsible Wealth have put together. Go to faireconomy.org, and you can see the biggest economic uniters, the biggest economic dividers of 2005. Scott Klinger, thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Peter. It's been my pleasure.
All right, have a great time.
Thanks.
Mike Malloy Show is what you're listening to. I'm Peter Werby. Right back to get your calls. Ooh, someone says Terry Hines Carey didn't contribute to Katrina. We'll find out about that right back.
We were on the ball. We did not believe in the writing on the wall. We did our best work in the dark. We did our thinking on the run. We would hang together, or they'd hang us one by one.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsin Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's go to mypc.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try Go to My PC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, Mom and Dad, last month a girl in Lincoln, Rhode Island sent me a letter. It began, "Dear George W. Bush, if there's anything you know, please send me a letter. P.S. Kiss my ass. Dick is a killer." It began the end of June in the Casablanca. Vice President Cheney, you showed the way. Terrified and innocent, the desire growing stronger, submitting to the whim of one brutal man. I feel free, I feel free, I feel free, I feel free. Dick is a killer. I feel free. Last August the 11th, on the deck of a carrier in the Pacific, I gave to you my complete commitment, and it is right. I love you, and I do not want to lose you. My purposes are just and true. Activity is increasing, and Dick is on the rise. By executive order, we're on the manhunt aboard the Starship Enterprise.
All right, we got to take that down because he starts talking dirty there. I don't know how they got that. You can go to thepartyparty.com. Thepartyparty.com and hear the entire song there. And I had an expurgated version. Oh, I should tell you who I am and what this is. The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio Network. Peter Werby's sitting in for Mike. And I believe tomorrow, there's going to be the best of. And the best of a repeat show is better than 100 conservative live shows, don't you think? All right, our phone number here, 866-303-2270. Email at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Lance writes, "Give them hell, Mr. Mild-Mannered." Let's go to James in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, James, Peter Werby. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
I want to tell you, your show is most entertaining to me.
Well, thank you. I intend so.
Better than Comedy Network.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I'm wondering, I took check out your website like you suggested.
Uh-huh.
And one would think that we're living in a fascist state and that our president was actually a Fuhrer. Maybe a descendant of Hitler. I'm wondering if he is to you.
Well, I think that, you know, everything is in place when you have a politician that begins to ignore those rules of the foundation document that prohibits that sort of dictatorial activity. I think we're on the road to trouble unless the American people really respond. What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking that since you're consider yourself most progressive of mindset, correct?
No, that's good enough. Yeah, all right.
I'm wondering, as a contemporary of Adolf Hitler, that it happened to be a president of the United States for 4 terms, he seemed to ignore the Constitution, in my view, my originalist mindset, in so many instances, I can't even enumerate them. But I'm wondering, was that the FDR a fascist in your mind as well?
I don't think he was. Let me up here it says you want to talk about that Terry Heinz Kerry didn't donate to...
Gentleman Klinghoffer?
Yeah.
His gentleman was named Klinghoffer?
No. That was the guy that was killed on the Laura.
Just now, that was on the line.
Yeah. Scott Klinger. Scott Klinger.
That's right. I'm sorry. That must be some kind of weird Freudian slip giving him a German name.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway...
That actually is a Jewish, by the way, that's actually a Jewish name. That was the name of the guy in the wheelchair that was killed by these, Palestinian guerrillas that was thrown overboard in a wheelchair. Very horrible incident. But go ahead, we're quickly running out of time.
But you don't hold for people to call in to challenge your worldview like every right wing?
You're close to going bye-bye. Either tell me about Heinz Kerry or you're out of here.
How much... of Teresa Heinz Kerry's completely unearned $3 billion.
Exactly.
She donated to charity. And why, since her husband had an election stolen from her by a dictator, I guess, is mm-hmm. who you think.
Are you sure you're not a liberal? You're enunciating it all very correctly.
I listen to your wonderful radio station like this, but I love it very much.
Well, thank you very much. All right, we're going to get one last caller in here. Here's Armin in Bradenton, Florida. Armin, you got to go real quickly.
Do we have a website yet called BoycottTheBastards.com?
Mike should put one up. I heard him calling people bastards
and
even spelling it out.
There's a lot of people interneting out here and, connected. And I'm telling you, you'd be surprised how we could boycott them.
It sounds like a good idea. Armin, thanks a lot. We got to go to break. Great news at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for that. And then we'll be back with Todd Enzen, the legal director of Citizen Soldier, an incredible story about a Marine refuser from 40 years ago who's in solitary confinement in the brig. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. We'll be back after this information.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to homebiz6.com. That's homebiz6.com.
Air America Radio News. Good evening. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson. Texas Governor Rick Perry says the fire-ravaged town of Cross Plains will likely receive federal assistance and money from the private sector. Perry, who visited the small ranching and oil town where 100 homes have been destroyed, says he asked President Bush for a disaster declaration for the county, and he warned fires could continue. Meanwhile, strong winds are whipping up grass fires in eastern Oklahoma, forcing livestock and some residents to flee. Firefighters are being backed up by a helicopter. The wildfires have killed 4 people in Texas and Oklahoma and burned nearly 200 homes. Al-Qaeda in Iraq threatened today to kill 5 kidnapped employees of the Sudanese embassy in Baghdad in 2 days unless Sudan removes its diplomatic mission from Iraq. The group, which has kidnapped and killed a string of Arab diplomatic personnel this year, said in a statement on a web forum that it had taken the 5 Sudanese, who it said included diplomats. This claim could not be independently confirmed, but the Sudanese Foreign Ministry reported on December 24th that 6 of its embassy employees were kidnapped, including a diplomat. It's not clear if the Al-Qaeda statement was referring to the same group. Meanwhile, gunmen in Iraq today abducted a Lebanese engineer, according to the Lebanese Foreign Ministry. The U.S. warned today that relations with Egypt could be damaged unless President Hosni Mubarak's government relaxes its hard line against a defeated presidential candidate. The Bush administration had hoped that Egypt would be a cornerstone of the U.S. drive to democratize the Middle East and welcome Mubarak's decision this year to let opposition candidates run for president. But Egypt's conviction of a defeated candidate, Ayman Nour, on forgery charges has drawn harsh criticism from the U.S. The State Department said today that the case will figure significantly in the relationship between the two countries. Nour was arrested last January and released in March, apparently because of U.S. pressure. He quickly announced he would oppose Mubarak in the election. Then new charges were filed in May, and he was arrested again in early December. Ex-Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet has had his fingerprints and mugshots taken, a first for the 90-year-old former ruler. His lawyer says it's an affront to a one-time president, but a government spokesman says the booking of Pinochet shows that all Chilean citizens are equal before the law. Pinochet ruled Chile from 1973 to 1990. He's under indictment for the killing and disappearance of 9 dissidents during his dictatorship. Health problems have kept Pinochet from being tried on human rights charges 4 times in a row. An economist who resigned as President Vladimir Putin's advisor to protest what he called the government's backtracking on freedoms accused the Kremlin today of turning Russia into a corporate state run by self-interested bureaucrats. Speaking to Russian radio, Andrei Ilarionov said that Russia cannot be considered politically free and warned that government-controlled corporations have stifled competition and ignored the interests of the people. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
The Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you on Air America Radio Network. Our phone's 866-303-2270. You're wondering, why am I laughing? People at Air America headquarters in New York say the oddest things into my ear just as I'm about to broadcast, but I love them all. Hey, call talkyes at yahoo.com. Tons of email coming in. I'll try to get to some of it on the air later. I read it all. Joining me right now in our Air America studios, an old friend of mine, Todd Ensign. Todd Ensign is legal director of Citizen Soldier and has just got an absolutely incredible story to tell us. Todd, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you.
Hi, Peter. It's good to be here.
We should tell people, what do they call it, full disclosure? We are old friends, but we go back way back. We go to college, right?
I'm thinking of about 61 or 62.
No, back when we were three.
Right.
Yeah, back when we were in Detroit's Cass Corridor, right. Okay, tell us about this story about this Joseph, how do you say his name?
Well, it's Jerry Teixeira.
Yeah.
It's a Portuguese name, and his family called us up last August, and we do work, you know, we represent soldiers that are having various difficulties, people that challenge the militarism policies. That's who we support, and basically he was locked up down in Florida, and they said that he had been a deserter. And at first I was absolutely incredulous, because he deserted in the very first wave of soldiers back in the summer of 1965, which puts him 40 years as a AWOL soldier,
right.
And I thought, well, how the heck did they find him? And the family said, well, apparently there is a unit, a special apprehension unit in the Pentagon, which has been working very hard to find these deserters from this kind of era, and they are actually going out. I was told they have over 200 active case files, and they're going out around the country and searching for guys, and they found Jerry, so they throw him in jail.
I mean, but it was beyond jail. They threw him in the brig, right, at Camp Lejeune.
Well, yes. Now, so then they took him back up to Lejeune just recently. They put him in the brig, and now they're saying that they think it may be appropriate to court-martial him on a desertion charge, which carries potentially, I'm not saying they're going to give this to him, but he could get 5 years in a military prison.
No. And he was in solitary as well?
Yeah, he was in solitary in Florida. I think at Lejeune, now they have put him in the general population. But you think about it. I mean, here's a guy 65 years old, and he's with these 19 and 20-year-old young Marines. I mean, it's got to seem really strange to everybody.
Yeah, here's these jarheads that got drunk and got in fights and you know, other little infractions or big ones, and they're in with somebody, old enough to be their grandfather.
Exactly.
Now, this seems like an extraordinary waste of money, and I don't know, isn't there some statute of limitations? But why would the Pentagon have 200 active cases that are 30 and 40 years old?
Good question. We asked, in fact, a reporter from one of the Florida papers called, actually got this guy on the phone, the guy in charge of this unit in the Pentagon, and he asked him that very question, and he said, well, we in the Marine Corps never turn our backs on people who have failed to do their duty. We always hold them to account. I actually think the real agenda here, Peter, is, as we know, the war in Iraq has become increasingly unpopular with soldiers. They're having a harder time getting people to go. And I think the message they want to send is to the soldiers in Iraq today, if you think you're going to desert or leave your duty station, we will chase you literally to your grave.
Mm-hmm. Now, Todd Ensign, neither you nor Citizen Soldier is anti-military. From a military standpoint, does this make sense? I mean, once you sign that paper, you don't have any option, and you are legally required to carry out the obligations that go with that contract. So,
yes, there is a contract he signed way back when. But as you know, Peter, I mean, there's a lot of water over the dam, especially about the Vietnam War. Many, many cases were tried around the question of its legality. We have the documents, you know, the Pentagon Papers, Henry Kissinger's secret memos, all this stuff. In other words, if we had to defend this guy today using, an international law defense, we would have a heck of a lot of evidence that we could bring in to show that he had a duty back in 1965 not to go to Vietnam and carry out these orders.
Now, is that defense actually going to be put forth?
Well, we will put it forth, yes. If they go to court-martial, we would definitely offer this evidence. Now, you probably know and your listeners know that the military is very resistant to this kind of inquiry. But, you know, Peter, this is what's going on right now in Congress with a debate about whether our troops should be allowed and our CIA operatives to torture detainees. And what are the limits? Are we bound by any international limits in terms of our conduct? And, of course, we believe that we are.
Well, Todd Ensign, you come in contact with any number of active duty soldiers, military. What seems to be, if you can, I don't know if you can even make an assessment, the general mood of soldiers? They know that there's this huge debate. They know the majority of American people think this war was based on lies. They know that people either want to start getting out soon or get out completely now. Any idea what the overall mood of the soldiers in Iraq is?
Well, of course, you would expect we tend to hear from people that are anti-war. I mean, the people that come to us tend to be those who are not, the flag wavers. However, I must say there's an organization called Military Family Speak Out, which is, of family members of guys over there. And they've been growing by leaps and bounds, gaining a new member family. So I think that the mood there is, keep your head down, try to survive it, try to avoid going back if you can, but there's very little support. You just don't see, you just don't hear soldiers that I've heard, even in the Army Times, saying, the war is great, we got to fight it, we got to win, we got to stop these terrorists. That mood, that sentiment is long gone. That's only in the White House you hear that.
Now, in John Kerry's famous words when he testified before Congress a generation ago about do not want to be the last person to be killed in Iraq, in this case, I'm paraphrasing Kerry. General Peter Pace, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said today that they're going to start a phased Iraq pullout. I mean, I thought that was defeatist, but according to Bush, but now we've got General Pace saying that.
Phase is a very vague word, as you know.
Sure.
The one figure I saw in Army Times was they're talking about initially 7,000 people. Total.
And well, today, but let me just interrupt you. Today, he's talking about going from 160,000 to 138,000 by March.
Okay, but 138,000 is what, until the election buildups, when we build up for the elections, the 140,000 has been the level there for about the last year and a half. So that wouldn't really be much of a reduction. I don't have any doubt that the Republican so-called tea leaf readers would love to get those numbers way down. The real question is, can they? I mean, how are they going to do it in the kind of turmoil and the kind of situation we have in Iraq? And the other point, of course, is that if they did reduce ground force, what they likely will do is what we did in Vietnam at the end. We went to a massive air bombardment program, and we doubled and tripled the amount of bombing that went on. And, of course, that leads to enormous innocent civilian
killing. That actually is happening now, too. The number of sorties is way up. Todd Ensign's my guest on the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werby here with you. Todd is the legal director of Citizen Soldier, and your website is citizen-soldier, citizen-soldier.org.
Org.
Okay.
Very good.
Dot org. And you got to be sure to put that dash in it or you get something very weird. You know, I wasn't going to take any calls, but we have somebody who's called before. It's Chuck in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He wants to know whether he could visit Jerry, who is in the brig, 65 years old, and he was AWOL 40 years ago. Chuck, hi. You're on the air with me, Peter Werby, and Todd Ensign. Maybe you could ask your question directly.
Thank you, Peter. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Chuck. How you doing?
I'm with Quaker House here in Fayetteville.
Yep.
I visited several prisoners at the brig in Camp Lejeune, so I know about that drill over there. Can I go visit him this weekend?
Well, I'll certainly. His fiance is out there, Elaine, and I will tomorrow, first thing, forward her. She has some sort of power of attorney with Jerry, so I'll forward your request, and I certainly think you should be allowed in. One thing, we think he might potentially be a conscientious objector applicant, so that would be one area where you clearly help him right away.
How can we hook you guys up?
If he's in general population, they don't have special lists. You just go over there and show your ID, and you have to go at particular hours, and you're in.
Good. Mm. I will tell the family then that you're going to plan to come over the next day.
I'm certainly going to if I can.
Joining us, and you can go to Citizen Soldier website, citizen-soldier.org. I wonder if this is all starting to wind down. I know the Bushco wants to get out of there before these 2006 elections. That's weighing on them pretty heavy. The other interesting thing, have you noticed, Todd, that all the people running for office that are Iraq vets, every one of them is a Democrat. There's not a, well, I could be wrong, but I don't know any Republican candidate that says, elect me, I was there, this war is great.
Well, I think there is one guy actually in Ohio who is running, and that's the area where the 20 Marine reservists were killed, you know, the areas around Cleveland, a really terrible toll. And I think there is one fellow running from there, and I think he's running in the Republican primary. But you're right. I mean, there's very little sentiment. It's really interesting because you recall, Peter, very well, groups that would come back, Vietnam vet groups, who were very, very angry at us in the anti-war movement. And, there were physical fights and attacks. And, you know, this time around, I just don't see it. You don't see it. I remember Operation Breakthrough in Detroit, for example.
Well,
you just don't see it now.
Yeah, and I would say that I'm very anti-war on the show I do in Detroit, and overwhelmingly the Iraq vets that call in, sometimes they disagree with me, but most of them agree, and the ones that don't are very civil about it. Well, we've got to go to our commercials. Todd Ensign, we can't keep on meeting like this.
Okay.
We haven't seen each other in quite a few years. I'll be in contact with you privately, and we'll arrange something.
Well, please do. And on the website, there are some suggestions of things people can do to help Jerry, writing letters, making phone calls. So please log on and do what you can to help Jerry Teixeira.
Thank you, Todd Ensign, citizen-soldier.org. Mike Malloy Show is what you're listening to on Air America Radio Network. I'm Peter Werby, and I'll be right back after these.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. Outrate your car insurance company. GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, then listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or a master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werby sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Well, thank you, Mike Malloy. And yes, it's me, Peter Werby, broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan. 866-303-2270. At 34 minutes after this hour, we'll be talking to Curtis Ellis, the politically incorrect movie reviewer, and talk about other stuff as well. New Year's, man, you know what they do in Manhattan. And Curtis will be in our Manhattan studios. Let's go to the phones, 866-303-2270. It's Deborah in Fort Lee, New Jersey. Hi, Deborah. You're on the air.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. What's on
That's
your mind?
Good. Well, I wanted to talk to you about how you mentioned at the beginning of the show about the Chilean palace, presidential palace, being attacked by the missiles on September 11th.
1973, right.
Right, right.
The overthrow of Allende, yes.
Right. Actually, the death of Allende.
The murder, the assassination of a popularly elected president who... and
democratically
was
elected president. Yeah.
And was immediately recognized by Nixon, and without a peep of protest, including by the Jimmy Carter administration, so and into the Bush or the Reagan-Bush administration. But go ahead.
Well, that reminded me, the place where I found that information out was a wonderful film about 9/11 called 1191. Which I happen to be able to see because I'm a filmmaker and I go to a lot of film festivals,
mm-hmm.
But which Americans aren't being allowed to see, because we're being very, the manipulation of the media at the moment is, I think, far beyond what anybody even can get up the courage to acknowledge. There are lots of movies that are coming out that are not being allowed to be released here. When I think the scariest thing I learned about was, I happened to be out of the country when the riots in France took place.
Okay.
And outside the country, these were impoverished youth who were rioting about jobs and the fact that they had no prospects. And then when I came back to America, and this was still going on, all I heard was Muslims rioting. I mean, even on, I hate to say this, on The Daily Show said that. And there was no mention whatsoever that these were, that some of these people might be Muslim youth. And the bizarre thing about that is that it was Ramadan when this rioting was taking place.
Oh, yeah,
so
no rioting on Ramadan. It's kind of bad. It's like rioting on Christmas Day or something like that. Well, hopefully that at least the listeners of Air America are savvy enough to go beyond what's in the daily media. And unfortunately, though, a lot of this stuff passes over because we see these people are of North African descent and sometimes North African immigrants. So if they say they're Muslim youth, we don't question, but it's really important. That's why I despise TV. I do like film and documentaries, video. But the problem with TV news, it washes over you too quickly and gives you little or no time for reflection. So I spend no time on TV news at all. I'm in a period now, I probably have not watched a single television show in 4 months. And I, you know, people can tell me, I mean, I should be watching sports. That's what TV is good for, mindless activity. Hey, Deborah, I got to get one more call before our break, so thank you so much for joining us. Here's Bruce in Santa Paula, California. Hi, Bruce. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Peter. I called you the night that you had, my mind is a blank.
Lamar Alexander.
Lamar Waldron.
Yeah, Lamar Waldron, rather, yeah.
Right, on your show, and as mentioned that I was a an amateur, I call myself an assassination buff, which is a term I hate.
Uh-huh.
But basically, I've read about 50 or 60 books on the John Kennedy assassination, and after reading, after hearing the interview, I went ahead and purchased the book.
Okay.
And I'm about 100 pages into it, so I'm not far enough yet to...
30 seconds, though, so go ahead.
Real quick. I'm just going to tell your audience, it's a wonderful book. It's called... Ultimate Sacrifice. I have enjoyed it very much. I thank you for bringing it to my attention, and I hope that your audience will go out and buy it.
Thank you, Bruce. And it's Ultimate Sacrifice, co-author, our own Tom Hartman. You can go to tomhartman.com. You can go to peterwerby.com, W-E-R-B-E, and go to my book section, and it's there as well. All right, Curtis Ellis talking about some films coming up. Right back.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones is a conservative Christian. He represents a district with a huge Marine base. 2 years ago, he led the congressional charge to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. But here's the surprise. Today, he's strongly against the Iraq War and the cover boy of Mother Jones' new issue. Jones didn't become anti-war in spite of his politics, his faith, or his constituents. He became anti-war because of them. He anguished with his pastor over soldiers' deaths. He finally decided, after one too many funerals, that he could no longer support the war. Jones is part of a movement of principled people across the political spectrum. Veterans, people of faith, staunch patriots are questioning the war's huge costs. It's too late to have the debate that should have prevented war. It's time we had the debate that can stop it.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain, it wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now. 800-936-7649.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Well, thank you, Mike. 866-303-2270. Email at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And we have a guest in the studio, but I want to just catch up on a couple of things before we turn to him. And Armin from Bradenton, Florida, said that we've got to get a website, boycottthebastards.com. Apparently it's already taken. Unfortunately, it's a site for used tires. I don't know what to say about that. Also, I said there were no Iraq veterans running as Republicans. And, you know, talk show hosts talk off the top of their head sometimes. I did it. Thank you for Kirk, who writes in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com. I'm not a Republican, but I found out about two Iraq war vets running as Republicans, one in the Texas 17th District for congressman, and also the big challenge to in the Senate in West Virginia against Robert Byrd. So they are there. But let's bring to our microphones in Air America Radio Network Manhattan Studios, Curtis Ellis, the culture vulture for the Peter Werby Show, the politically incorrect movie reviewer who proves, in the words of Monty Python, culture, we have culture up to our a-holes. Curtis.
Yeah, buddy. You
welcome.
Thank you, Peter.
Have you ever heard that routine?
Yes, but don't make me do it.
This is what they're talking about, the Australians.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Culture. We've got culture. Hey, you've been to the movies as usual.
Oh, yes.
A lot of controversy about Munich by Steven Spielberg. What was your take on it? Did you like the film?
I did like the film. It's a very heavy film, very heavy. I came out of that depressed. I was feeling great going into the movie. Afterwards, it's like, ay, 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 where can I find a razor blade to slit my wrists? Ooh. There's no way out of this, buddy. It's a mess, and there's nothing we can do about it. It's a very good movie. He's catching a lot of flack from the right-wing crazies, the pro-war people, the conservatives who say, accusing Spielberg of moral relativism. Because see, what the movie's about is Munich in 1972, the Black September Palestinian crazies came in and slaughtered the Israeli athletes.
The
Olympic team. And then afterwards, Golda Meir sent out some Mossad hit teams, and they crawled all over Europe, and they hunted down all of the people who were who they deemed responsible for the Black September attack and killed those boogers. So yeah. This movie is about that hit squad, that vengeance team. And I'll tell you, Spielberg, Mossad, they don't fool around. They got the Incredible Hulk, Julius Caesar, and James Bond, and then some tweeby little guy from some toy maker from Holland to go out and do the killings. Actually, it's the actors who play the Incredible Hulk, the new James Bond, and Julius Caesar. So that's the hit team, and they go out
like for real. I mean, those are the actors.
Yeah, the actors who appeared in those other roles.
Okay.
Mossad did not hire the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
So they go out and they, you know, hunt down these people and kill them, and they shoot them, and they blow them up, and they do all this stuff to them, and then, as one might imagine, if you go out, now, not necessarily, this is a work of fiction, mind you, so, but one might imagine that if you go out killing people and blowing them up and hunting them down, it might affect you, you know, it might change your outlook on life. And so what he's doing here is he gets criticized for moral relativism and saying the Israelis are the same as the Palestinians and killing terrorists is the same as the terrorists killing innocent people, and that is not what Spielberg is doing here. He is rising to another level. You know, it is not a matter of, he has gone way above who's right and who's wrong in this. It's not a matter of who's right and who's wrong. It's beyond that. It's the fact that when you get caught, it's almost like a Buddhist message here of dualism. You get caught, you cannot, it takes two to tango. And when you get into this level of tit for tat and killing and counter-killing and vengeance and all that, it is an endless cycle. It's like the endless cycle of birth and rebirth and death and all that. And, you know, like the Buddha says, you can't have enlightenment without non-enlightenment. There's this dualism, and we have to rise above that. That's what he is saying. He's not saying how to do it or what it should be, or he's not even saying don't kill terrorists. He's just That's the message I got from this movie.
It's a deep musing, and you actually are being politically correct. I mean, that's
okay.
Oh,
my God. I know, it's so much easier when I can just slam a film and say it's terrible. But, you know, he did have the Incredible Hulk in there, you know. So.
Yeah, you know, there is a book. I interviewed a guy a few years ago, written a book called The Brigade, and it was about this brigade of Israelis that during World War II, after World War II, they were part of the British forces. They liberated some of the concentration camps. They saw firsthand what occurred, and they took it upon themselves to begin to track down SS men, concentration camp administrators, and assassinate them.
Oh.
And it sounds exactly like...
it's that kind of operation,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like way above, it's amusing, and not amusing, but it's, as you say, he's musing on these deeper issues. It's not like, well, gee, if you're against capital punishment, would you have executed Eichmann? It's like, we're on another level now, folks. Yeah. And if you idiots in the pro-war conservatives, and it's the same thing, that getting stuck in that dualism, it's the same as the idiots who go to peace marches against the Iraq war and say, if it's wrong for the U.S. to be in Iraq, therefore the insurgents are right. I'm pro-insurgent, and I'm pro-beheading people because America's wrong. That's the same dualism. That's the same idiocy.
Well, and fortunately,
they
we
are
only
not
have
politically
a,
incorrect. Okay?
If we have a million, let's see. There was a million people when we were in that big demonstration on February 15th,
right.
2003, and there's a million of us. Fortunately, there's probably only 10 people in that
right.
category. Let's move on to Woody Allen's new film, Match Point.
Point. This is an incredible film. This is a great film. I know some people don't like Woody Allen, so you can stop listening now. But even people who like Woody Allen will admit that some of his movies in the last couple of decades have been minor works, you know, not his greatest stuff. This is really good. This is great. This is he's at the top of his game. It has similarities to that Theodore Dreiser story in American Tragedy, Place in the Sun with Montgomery Clift and Shelley Winters, where Montgomery Clift, or here the protagonist is a tennis player, and he's a hardworking Irish kid who worked his way up on the tennis pro circuit, and then he falls in love and gets involved with a rich girl, you know, the boss's daughter. And so this is his way to move up, upward mobility. But he's also involved with this mess, this beautiful mess, Scarlett Johansson. And there difficulties ensue. I don't want to give too much away here. And it really...
Wait a minute. Why be different than any other reviewer? But no, don't give it away. I appreciate that.
The half of the fun, of course, with the Woody Allen movie is the Woody Allen audience. And, you know, when I was there, like, fights for verbal abuse was breaking out over seats. You know, why don't you move down so I can sit there? Why? And, you know, it's the Woody Allen audience. And, you know, it's a good place to pick up 17-year-olds if you're over 60. No, just kidding. But the movie begins. The premise of the movie is really a philosophical musing on what role luck plays in human affairs, you know?
Okay.
It starts out with the ball. The guy's a tennis player, so he used the example of a net ball. For a split second, the ball could go one way or the other. If it stays on this side of the net, you lose. And if it goes over the net, you win. But for that, and that's a matter of luck. So, you know, what he calls luck, this is what the ancients used to call the fates. Our destiny is in the hands of the fates. And that's really the gods. So if you believe in luck, or you think you're conceptually believing in God, a higher power, something beyond your control. But then this is a whole exercise in class. It's filmed in London. Appearing in the role of Manhattan in this Woody Allen movie is London. So it's all set in London, British upper class, and you've got this upper class family that he infiltrates. And, you know, of course, the rich people are the ones who generally don't believe in luck. They believe in the myth of the self-made man. They think they did it all.
Sure.
But anyway.
No Woody, though, right?
Not Woody. And Woody's accused of being a nihilist, you know, believing in nothing.
I mean, I'm sorry. I meant Woody's not in it.
No, he's not in
it. He's
the
director.
No.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. Other meditations on class. Here we've got, when Papa gives his son-in-law a break in his company, that's his prerogative. Of course, when government gives people a break who've traditionally been denied access to advancement, it's called, you know, reverse discrimination.
Got it.
When Papa gives his kids a helping hand to buy a fabulous loft overlooking the Thames, it's okay. He loves to help help out his family. If the government were to give people who are facing hard times a leg up and maybe affordable housing, that destroys character, man. That's character destroying welfare, you know.
Well, here we got Spielberg and Woody Allen musing philosophically.
Right.
Before we run out of time,
yeah.
The ball is going to drop Saturday night, New Year's Eve.
And they're milking it for all it's worth for publicity-wise. I found out the other day how many union workers it takes to screw in a light bulb. They were screwing in the light bulb for this crystal ball that's going to drop. It takes four electricians, two sign workers, one automation specialist, two supervisors. Today, Wynton Marsalis is going to be the guy who pushes the button and sends that sucker down for the 10-second countdown. They're doing, you know, they milk this for all it's worth now. It just used to be Guy Lombardo on New Year's Eve. Now you've got the celebrity salute, the celebrity people, and you've got the salute with Wynton Marsalis and all the New York City uniformed officers who took part in Katrina relief. They're all saluting New Orleans. You see, New York and New Orleans have a lot in common. These are old cities with rich culture springing from a mixture of ethnicities. Two cities with lots of Democrats, two cities that got screwed by the Bush administration's lack of preparation for predicted disasters, and now we've got two cities, New Orleans and New York, two cities that are going to get stiffed on their promised reconstruction money. So it's kind of suiting that New York decides to salute New Orleans on New Year's Eve. Not that anybody's really going to care or even notice. But
Well, I'm sure the security is going to be high as well. Hey, we just got about, I think, 30 seconds.
Oh, yes.
Broadway ticket sales.
Very disturbing report today. Broadway ticket sales are strong. Sales for Broadway musicals very strong, which is evidence that a broad segment of the American public approves of torture.
It took me about a minute, a nanosecond to catch that. Yeah, you're forced. Of course, you're a volunteer.
Right,
you have to go see this in your role
right.
as a reviewer. Well, Curtis, I hear the music coming up behind. It sounds like Christmas music.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Curtis Ellis, as always, probably going to be a few weeks or so before we're back. I'll always have you on.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Curtis Ellis. Thanks for joining us.
Have a happy new year.
Same to you, and same to everyone listening. I don't think I've even wished anybody that yet. All right, we'll come back and get your calls. The Mike Malloy Show is what you're listening to. I'm Peter Werby on the Air America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsom Blue. Celsom Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and edge. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsom Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsom Blue.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have GEICO motorcycle insurance. Because GEICO covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. GEICO Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
I'm Patrick T. Parker here for Protect America. Protect America is one of the largest installers of GE home security products in the country. GE is a name that we all know and trust. I want to share with you a personal experience. Recently, five of my neighbors' homes were broken into, three of them while the owners slept. In this time of terror and security alerts, doesn't it make sense to protect your family? GE Home Security products are the answer for homeowners. Is your family protected with state-of-the-art security services? Also, most insurance companies give you a discount on your homeowner's insurance when you have a monitored security system. If you're a homeowner and you care about safety, sleep better at night knowing your home is protected by a GE Home Security system. Call Protect America right now at 1-800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188. Get the safety and security your family deserves. Call Protect America right now and secure your home for free. Your only cost is the monthly monitoring service. Call 800-814-5188.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werby sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Thank you, Mike Malloy. Best of Mike tomorrow, and Happy New Year to all of you. One of the things we forgot, probably should have done to talk about, was New Year's resolutions. Bob Furtick, F-E-R-T-I-K, who heads up Democrats.com. You go to Democrat, that's just it, Democrats.com. He said, my New Year's resolution for 2006 is to do everything in my power to impeach George Bush and Dick Cheney. I will support John Conyers' bill to investigate and impeach Bush and Cheney. I'll express my support for the impeachment by calling and writing the media, by educating my friends and neighbors. And that's not a bad one. Let's see here. Don wrote in from East Rutherford, New Jersey, to calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And he said, wait a minute, I heard you talk to Citizen Soldier, and I got some radical Christian site when I went to the website. You got to put the dash in. Citizen-Soldier.com, citizen-soldier.com. And we were talking way long time ago about the Howard Dean film with Bev Harris, showing how you could, what do you call it? All of a sudden I can't remember. Hack, right, I couldn't think of the verb. Hack these Diebold voting machines. You can go to votergate.org, votergate.org. Also go to votergate.tv, votergate.org, votergate.tv. Let's see. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon's in Phoenix, Arizona. Brandon, hi. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
How you doing, sir?
Doing great.
I have a question about conservatives and their willingness to detain and render and torture, you know, people all the way across the Atlantic and the Middle East in trying to get information about Al-Qaeda. But when they're here in the United States and they have known connections to Al-Qaeda, we're just going to wiretap them.
There you go.
Why do you know, if you say you're going to secure our nation and you know there's people that have known connections to Al-Qaeda and communicating with Al-Qaeda, why are we only wiretapping them here but detaining and torturing over there?
Yeah. Well, look at this, Brandon, as well. When I think some of this has been discussed before. If it's fairly easy once the FISA court is presented with evidence that wiretap is needed, it's granted, although Bush has been rejected a number of times. But it could be. Very well. And since it's secret, see, that's the whole problem. Secret government just leads to speculation. We start thinking maybe they were eavesdropping on the press. Maybe they were eavesdropping on the Democrats. Who knows what they were doing? I mean, eavesdropping on the Democrats? Can we say electronic Watergate? Right? That's that. Remember, that's what created the context for the Nixon regime to unravel. So who knows where these guys are going? They have no respect for the Constitution. In fact, everything they say about themselves, you can just almost reverse it, and there you got the truth. Thank you, Brandon. Here's Dick in Dayton, Ohio. Dick, hi. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Well, hi, Pete. How are you tonight?
I'm doing excellent.
Yeah, I got a question for you. Being from Ohio, my dad's family up near the Cleveland area.
Sure.
I'll tell you what's bad here, Pete, in Ohio, how the Republicans, you know, are controlling it, and how Governor Taft has just cut our programs apart. And, you know, you don't want to see that. My dad, was on, like, Medicaid, Medicare. You just don't want to see programs cut, or you want to create these jobs. You want to get your social programs going, but it's just, you know, I write the legislatures, and I never did hear from Governor Taft. But
Wait, how come this guy commits crimes, and then he's still the governor? What's up with that?
I don't know. And, you know, I don't know. That our Ohio papers really wrote those articles. How does he get by, Peter, like that?
I don't know. It's something that Republicans are able to do. All right, thank you, Dick. Appreciate it. Lance writes in. To call talkyes@yahoo.com. Today's Republicans are the Indians who put on blue coats and helped hunt down their free brothers and sisters. They are the Jews shoving other Jews into the gas chambers. They are the Confederates who fought for their freedom and the right to deny others the freedom at the same time. They are without a moral base, without any character, without any human decency. I'm sick of these putrid traitors ruining our country. How much damage do these people have to be responsible before their acts of treason are considered unforgivable? Well, I think with the hardcore one-third of the cons, the conservatives, Lance, I think there's nothing they could do that would get them to object. Here's Irwin in Flushing, New York. Irwin, hi. Thanks for joining me on the Mike Malloy Show. It's Peter Werby.
How are you, Peter?
Doing great. Quickly, though, I think we're almost out of time.
One of the major reasons that Alito should be defeated is the thing that business with the warrant, the warrantless searches. This is he was talking about the 80s now and late 70s. There was no war on terrorism of that type. There could be some justification with these crazies we have, but there was no war on terrorism. It was basically for peace groups and things like that, that Nixon spied on things with people like that. Alito thought this was just fine, and that's one of the major reasons he should be defeated. The Democrats should take a chance of having a nuclear war with a filibuster. How do you feel?
Well, I agree that to turn the majority of the court into a far right-wing rubber stamp for this this administration that denies and ignores the Constitution at every turn is extraordinarily dangerous. And sometimes dictators just had some right winger on before was being derisive because we were suggesting that Bush is fascistic. Well, hey, we got this radio program. There's elections, even though, you know, we know what happens in those. But we could die the death of 1,000 cuts as opposed to some dictatorial strongman seizing power.
One more word. Daniel sure. Napolitano, who's generally on Fox News, but I respect him as a judge, and he's against what's happening with the search warrants now. He feels very much against. I was surprised to hear that from a man like that.
Yeah, and the other thing is, when you hear the idea that this is all to track Al-Qaeda, you might be somewhat convinced if there wasn't also all of these in-place spying apparatuses of the Pentagon and other aspects of government. We saw what happened in the 1960s and how Bush, and remember, it's Cheney that says we want to restore the powers of the Bush era to the presidency. How more frightening a statement can you get? It just and also the idea that that somebody like Cheney can speak in those terms without fear of resurrecting those memories of this horrible era is way beyond me. Thank you, Irwin. We got to close off this hour, but we'll be right back. We'll be with David Rovix. David Rovix is a singer-songwriter. Incredible songs. We're going to start with the next hour with a song about New Orleans and then talk to him about his singing, his songs, and his travels around the world. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. This is the Air America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coracetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coracetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coracetin HBP. Use as directed.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Strong winds and dry conditions continue to make life difficult for firefighters in Oklahoma as they battle a series of wildfires. Thick gray smoke can be seen for miles near the small town of Wewoka, where fire crews are working to get the upper hand on a nearby blaze. One town official said the fires actually entered the town and destroyed two homes. Dozens of homes have been destroyed in Oklahoma during the past few days. Gasoline prices took a downturn this week. The latest MetroSource price at the pump survey indicates the national average price of a gallon of regular unleaded is $2.18. It's a drop of 2 cents from the week before. Among surveyed cities, Salt Lake City had the cheapest fuel at $1.97 per gallon. Florida's West Palm Beach had the most expensive, with regular unleaded selling for $2.39 a gallon. A suicide bomber has killed four Iraqi police officers at a checkpoint near the Interior Ministry in Baghdad. Catherine Drew reports.
The suicide attack took place early Thursday near the entrance of the Interior Ministry. A nearby hospital said five wounded policemen were taken there for treatment. The suicide bomber is thought to have been wearing an explosive belt. Iraqi police and officials are regularly targeted by insurgents. The attack followed an attempted jailbreak on Wednesday, which saw nine Iraqis, four guards, four prisoners, and an interpreter die. 16 detainees held at the facility next to an Iraqi army base in North Baghdad stormed the prison armory and seized a number of weapons, according to the U.S. military. Catherine Drew reporting.
The mother of incarcerated U.S. soldier Lindy England says her daughter has been badly burned in a prison kitchen accident. According to Terry England, Lindy suffered second and possibly third degree burns on her chest after being splattered with hot grease. England was apparently removing chickens from a tall oven. England's mother said everyone in the prison could hear her daughter scream. She also criticized prison officials for not giving her daughter anything for the pain. Lindy England gained infamy for appearing in photos depicting the abuse of detainees at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. The body of Jersey City police officer Robert Nguyen was discovered Thursday afternoon, 4 days after he and his partner drove off a fog-covered bridge to their deaths. He was found in the frigid waters of the Hackensack River, where the car had driven off the bridge into the water. Robert's brother Mason Nguyen says finding his brother's body brings closure to the tragedy.
This helps. Some of the pain has gone because he's back with us. You know, now we just have to continue, get him a proper burial. I'd just like to say thank you.
Funeral services for Officer Sean Carson will be held today. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Here's the music from David Rovics on The Mike Malloy Show.
Everybody knew that it could happen. The likelihood was clear, the future was coming. Now it's here. They had to fix the levees, because otherwise they'd break. On one side was the city, above it was the lake. It was in the daily papers, in bold letters was the writ. What would happen when the big one hit? But every year they cut the funding just a little more, so they could give it to the army to fight their oil war. National Geographic and the Times Picayune, they forecast the apocalypse, said it was coming soon. Preparations must be made, they said, now is the time. It was years ago, they shouted, inaction was a crime. They said the dikes must be improved and the wetlands must be saved. But Washington decided instead they should be paved, because malls were more important than people's lives. So put some gold dust in your eyes and hope no storm arrives. New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans.
That's David Rovics on The Mike Malloy Show. Hi, I'm Peter Werby. And joining us is David Rovics. David's in Boston. Hi, David.
Hey, Peter.
How you doing?
Great.
How you doing? And your music is always just, what do the English say, just so spot on. And as if I remember, that song was recorded when you were in Palestine?
Yeah, I was actually in Palestine in this recording studio that had been recently occupied by Israeli troops who were laying siege to Arafat's compound about a block away. And the studio had been destroyed during the siege, and they had sort of put it together with, you know, what they could, and I did the recording there.
Your music and the songs and the lyrics are always so immediate. This may be an impossible question, or is it for you to answer? How do these words come to you so quickly?
Well, there's so much to be inspired by, I guess you could say, in the modern world. The Bush administration is especially good for political songwriting. I mean, every time they do something, it's sort of, it's a shouting out for a song. And the situation in New Orleans was just, a real case in point, and was just a disaster waiting to happen. Folks had been writing about it. I'd been talking about it, and then it happened. And then, you know, the response was just unbelievably incompetent, and, it was just crying out for a whole bunch of songs, and I've only written one on the subject.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can go to David's website, David Rovics. It's ROVICS.com, DavidRovics.com. And there's lots of music to download for free, or David would love it if you would actually purchase some of his many CDs. And, I was telling people this story. Remember when we were running around the streets and you were up on stage singing back in November 2003 when we were protesting the free... Free Trade Area of the Americas. And I said that the cops, we were in this big sports stadium, suddenly the cops have walled off, cordoned off that stadium. And you're on stage singing, and I'm thinking Victor Jara.
Yeah, right.
Did that occur to you at all?
I usually feel fairly protected. I certainly there felt pretty well protected. I mean, I'm on this stage, and the whole place is, you know, completely empty, and the police are attacking people outside. It seemed like, I don't know if they were going to get around to arresting the musicians, but, it certainly is a story that comes back to me often. It seems they often kill the folk singers first, you know, in certain situations, but... I think I was a lot safer than most of the people in Miami that day.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was going to embarrass you, I thought, by comparing you, what some people have said, to the Phil Oakes of this generation, but I see it's on the back of your album, The Best of David Rovics. If the great Phil Oakes were to come back from the dead tonight, he'd probably be hailed as the new David Rovics. Those are big shoes to fill. How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm certainly honored by the comparison. I think me and Phil are really, part of a tradition that, you know, lots of other people have been part of for really thousands of years of, you know, people writing about what's happening in the world and, you know, writing about the resistance movements against the awful things that are going on. This has pretty much, I think, been going on ever since people have been writing. It's just, certain large record labels would have us believe otherwise, but... You know, it's a long tradition, and I'm certainly happy to be compared to Phil Oakes. I think he was a wonderful, wonderful person who carried on that tradition for sure, as was Victor Jara. Wish they both had a chance to write a lot more songs than they did.
You know, some of your music to me, and I think we've talked about this, is so intense that sometimes I even find it difficult to listen to. And it reminds me, I mean, on one hand you're going, oh no, I don't want to hear that. But I'm thinking of Strange Fruit by Billie Holiday, the song that was written in the late 30s about lynching. And some of the material you write is so intense about subjects so sad and that... how does it? It's again an odd question. How does it make you feel when sometimes I can't even put your music back on? I've listened to it and we've been fighting back tears. On one hand, that's a great compliment, but you want people to listen to your music.
Yeah. You want them to listen to your music, but you do want to get them crying as well. I mean, if you're doing a good show and there's lots of people, you know, blowing the noses, that's always a really good sign. It's kind of a sadistic thing to say, but it's definitely, you know, you want to leave them feeling inspired and you know, give them lots to laugh about, too. But there's a lot to laugh about and a lot to cry about that's happening in the world, and I think it's the job of, you know, people like me to try to bring those situations into people's living rooms or into the concert halls or wherever they're hearing my music. You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, David Rovix, how many concerts do you play a year?
Usually about a couple hundred or so. I've been doing it for a couple hundred shows a year since the mid-90s or so.
And I'm always just, I mean, you know, I'm a lot lazier than you are. I mean, just how you can keep up the pace. In fact, Helen from, it's interesting, Helen from Helena, Montana said, David Rovix, please come back to Helena. So you've got certainly fans all over. That must be pretty grueling. I mean, you're in a sense almost homeless in the sense you're always on the road, right?
Yeah, most of the time I'm on the road, but I really enjoy it. It's always like coming home. I've been at it for long enough that, you know, pretty much most places I go, I have good friends and it's kind of like coming home all over the place. And also if I stop moving for too long, I start getting depressed. So it's really just, you know, therapeutic for me. I kind of have to do it or else I just can't deal with the world. So, you know, I guess it works out well. I kind of like to travel and kind of do it for a living. So,
well, you know, your guitar playing just gets better and better and better. I guess if one would practice, in this sense, not practicing, but actually doing 200 nights a year, that does improve one's ability to play.
Yeah, you'd hope you'd get good, you know, better at something, you know. It also songwriting. It's a craft. I mean, if people think it sounds inspired and all that sort of thing, that's wonderful. And I, you know, wouldn't want to dispel any such illusions. But really, it's a craft. If you work at it, you get good at it, like, you know, pretty much anything else.
Well, you're great at it. And you know what I think I'm going to do is, because the segment's almost over, I think I know you love to tell us about what you're doing, but even more so to play for us. So I'm going to put on a tune from Behind the Barricades, the best of David Rovix. And again, David Rovix, R-O-V-I-C-S. You can also link to it through my site, Peter Werbe, W-E-R-B-E.com. David Rovix, thanks for joining us. And I know you're doing a new album right now. I look forward to it, and best to you, and hope I see you down the road at the next demonstration.
Thanks a lot, Peter.
All right, David. Thank you so much for having joined us. Hey, we're going to get all your calls. We haven't done much, and let's not go to spots yet. I want to do just a little bit of this song, but in the meantime, we've got only one caller. That means there's lots of open lines. 866-303-2270. Here's David Rovix. We Are Everywhere.
I say the hungry should have food. I speak for many when I say no one should have seven homes. While some don't have any, though I may find myself stranded in some strange place with naught but a vapid stare, I remember the world and I know. We are everywhere. I say the time.
One more chorus and then we'll go to spots.
Let me count the ways. Victories or hits of the future. Havana, Caracas, Chiapas, Buenos Aires. How many people are wanting and waiting and fighting for their share? They hide in their ivory towers, but we are everywhere.
Okay, you can go to spots.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-301-1420. That's 1-800-301-1420.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Molloy Show.
Well, thank you, Mike. 866-303-2270. And thank you to Jason for a little lesson in the technology that runs this show. And my apologies both to David Rovics and to you listeners. Apparently, from Detroit, where I am broadcasting, sending a signal to New York and then out to you, we have one line. So if I think I'm talking to him with what we call our talk back, actually, that's all you heard. So sorry about that. We have a caller I want to preface with this. It's the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. There are no exceptions that I read in the Bill of Rights, Fourth Amendment. Let's go to Dave in St. Paul. Go ahead. You're on the air. What is NE? Is that Nebraska?
Yes, it is, Peter.
Okay, good, good. You got some those fires reaching you up there?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Yes, absolutely. I told you, Screener, I'm old hand at this. We worked for McGovern in 72 in Miami. We were coordinators for his campaign down there, such as it was. And immediately the mail slowed up and it was visibly opened, and the phone calls started cutting off in the middle of them, and so, you know, we knew we were being taped. And so when we started having problems like that around here during this campaign, it was kind of old hat.
Well, there is certainly a tradition of this, and the spying on labor radicals of the 20s and the teens and the provocateurs, there's been enough violation of the rights of the people and the violation and the shredding of the Constitution and its Bill of Rights that it's gone through any number of presidents, including Democrats. I mean, think about Woodrow Wilson and the horror show of the violation of civil liberties that went on during World War I, and the attacks on labor and the industrial workers of the world and the deportations of people and the roundups and the destruction of labor halls that went on. So this is nothing new. And
all the history we were never taught. Yes, I know. You have to learn on your own.
You got it. Thank you very much. Here is Aram in Tucson. I suspect I'm saying your name incorrectly.
Actually, you said it right on the first try. Good luck.
Okay.
Good.
Welcome, Aram.
Thank you, sir. I enjoy the show. I love Mike. I love listening to you. It's sad that you're leaving and Mike is coming back, but I can't wait to hear you again. Real quick, as I said to your call screener, I'm sorry, I'm almost exhausted and falling asleep, but the singer that you just had on, I couldn't pronounce his last name. I can't pronounce his last name.
David Rovics, R-O-V-I-C-S, yeah.
I really believe that his style of music, unfortunately, is dying in this country. I mean, his style of music of socially conscious message songs, of all of the of songs that bring up the plight of humanity and the plight of people, is rapidly coming to a close. I mean, it hit at Zenith in the 70s with Harry Chapin and Gordon Lightfoot. I mean, I have all of Harry Chapin's albums, all of Gordon Lightfoot's albums, and today you really don't hear it, and the socially conscious stuff that you hear today on the radio is basically profanity-laced. It doesn't really have that deep of a meaning, and it really doesn't have that deep of a concept behind it. It's just, I hate the establishment up theirs.
Well, I mean, there is very pointed ones. Green Day's song, what is it, American Idiot? Isn't that it?
American Idiot, yeah. American Idiot and Holiday are good, but
yeah,
when
and,
it comes to...
Yeah, and System of a Down, yeah, they're out there.
Yeah, there are some, but it just doesn't have, in my eyes, I mean, I'm only 27. Harry Chapin died when I was 2, unfortunately.
Okay.
But it just doesn't have the same, you know, American Idiot really just doesn't have the same bite to me as what made America famous, or WOLD, or The Rock by Harry Chapin, or Boss Man by Gordon Lightfoot, or even Rocky Mountain High by John Denver. I mean, it doesn't have the same bite to it that John Lennon had.
Well, or yeah, or go back, Creedence, Fortunate Son, or we were talking about Monster by Steppenwolf. Yeah, I mean, those
Tom
were...
Tom Dooley by the Kingston Trio. You know, the music today that I enjoy, the socially conscious music, just doesn't exist anymore. It's nice to see that it's still in the underground, but unfortunately, this is like the late 70s when it comes to music. The supergroups, Styx, and all of them, the groups that completely sucked and were completely commercial,
yeah,
are
like
the ones
Styx,
that are dominating.
I'm probably stepping on somebody's toes, but if Styx was playing in my backyard, I don't think I'd raise the window shade. Aram, thanks for joining me on the show. I think we'll maybe have time for Edie. Nope, we don't have time. Okay, I get that in my ear. Thank you, Jason. So I have to tread just a little water. But in the meantime, we have some open lines, 866-303-2270. This is going to be, when we come back, it's going to be about a half hour, and then that's it on the Mike Malloy Show for call-ins, because tomorrow Mike is going to be doing a best-of show. And, hey, his best-of is great, I think. Mike Malloy Show, Peter Werby, Air America Radio Network, 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
A little black dress is always in style, except if you have dandruff. Because when you wear black, even a little dandruff shows.
That's why every day more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue is doctor recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Selsun Blue.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, that's a great idea. You could really cash in.
I hope. I've been working on it for years.
Have you got a patent on it?
Not yet. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I need.
Just call Inventec. They can help you protect and market your idea. They've been doing it for inventors for over 10 years. It's easy.
Inventec? That's exactly what I need.
Then call 1-800-319-1818.
Slow down.
That's 1-800-319-1818. And they'll even send you a free inventor's kit and DVD with your confidential submission.
How do you know this?
I called them myself. I have a really good idea of my own, and thanks to Inventec, no one's going to cash in but me. They're going to help me get my invention off the drawing board and into the marketplace.
I really need Inventec. What's that number again?
1-800-319-1818.
One more time?
Call 1-800-319-1818. That's 1-800-319-1818.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200. $300 discount certificate, so your sunsetter could cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-337-1627 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-337-1627. 1-800-337-1627.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. You guys in New York got to stop this. You are having lots of fun, Jason, and I appreciate it, actually. 866-303-2270 is our phone number. Calltalkyes at yahoo.com is our email address. Peter Werby, W-E-R-B-E, peterwerby.com. Oh, speaking of websites, a couple people, I spelled it a lot of times, but hey, glad to do it again. I know sometimes you're driving or stuff like that. Are the man singing the wonderful songs, David Rovics, R-O-V-I-C-S. And also earlier, Dick is a Killer, sung by George W. Bush, thepartyparty.com. All right, we have open lines for you, 866-303-2270. Before I go to the phones, I wanted to just quickly comment on this New York Times editorial from yesterday. Actually, from, hey, we're into Friday, aren't we? But this was then, what, Wednesday, yeah. Hosni Mubarak's democracy. So much for holding Egypt up as a beacon of burgeoning democracy in the Middle East. Who was doing that? I guess Bush was, right? Last Saturday, an Egyptian court, in a move worthy of Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe, sentenced Ayan Nur, the prominent liberal opposition leader, to 5 years of hard labor for supposedly forging signatures on petitions used to create his political party. Then the last sentence, or the last paragraph, says, the Bush administration has been right to pressure Mr. Mubarak to support some semblance of a democratic process in Egypt, and the White House was correct to call for Mr. Nur's release, as it did within hours of the verdict. If Mr. Mubarak doesn't take heed, then it might be time to start thinking about the $2 billion a year in financial and military aid that American taxpayers have spent bankrolling Mr. Mubarak's despotic rule. Does anybody want to do some math? I can't even do it. $2 billion a year for 10 years, at least, that's $20 billion. How far does this go back? 15 years, 20 years? Why in the hell is a penny of American taxpayer dollars going to this ruthless dictatorship? Why is a penny going to Israel? Why is a penny going to Jordan? Where the hell is Saudi Arabia? All these little fiefdoms and sheikdoms and what have you. I mean, add that up. And you know what? Add that to the cost of a gallon of gasoline, because that's what it's all about. The United States couldn't care less about Egypt or Israel or Jordan or any of these other places. What this is all about is protecting oil interests in the Middle East. So when we look at a gallon of gas and now it's back up to like $2.25 here in the Detroit area, you could probably put another $2 a gallon when you think about how our money is being wasted on these people. And that goes Democrats and Republicans. That's where the Republicans and Democrats look like a mutual racket. The Democrats just being the other side of the governing racket. I mean, Bush Co. stepped so far out in terms of being a pure racket. The Democrats at least understand that something approaching a safety net has to be provided. Bushco, a 100% pure racket. Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, and talk to Reese. Hi, Reese. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. You're on the air.
Hey. Well, that was amazing what you just said about Egypt, and it's totally true. But I was actually going to mention about bands in the 80s, about Styx, and I completely agree with you. They're not exactly a great band, but they did have a record, if I remember right, that was panned pretty badly by the critics, but it was called, I think it was Roboto or iRoboto or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was quite the little protest record, and I remember, you know, at the time listening to it and thinking that this was a poke in the Reagan-Bush eye. And so I think the other caller that was talking about sort of the death of protest music, I don't know. I think it's out there. I mean, Annie DeFranco is doing some pretty awesome stuff, and there's a few artists out there that do some pretty creative things throughout the years. So.
Well, they're not the real, but some of those things, like American Idiot by Green Day about Bush,
yeah,
was an extraordinarily big hit. I mean, there's some guy here in Detroit, a famous guy that's got this very characteristic voice, a DJ, who's a Republican, who says, "I don't agree with the lyrics, but it's a great song." You know, I mean, hello.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I agree. But anyway, that was just a little, you know, you said Styx. I agreed with you about the musical quality. Yeah, I would keep my window closed, too. But they did have that record, and it was actually, you know.
All right. How about, Reese, anything from Journey or Boston?
Sadly, no, although I must say that I'm a big fan. Does that make me bad?
Of what, Journey in Boston?
Yeah.
You know, I was going to say,
shame on me.
No, whenever you say, who am I? I'm not the arbiter of good taste.
Yeah.
But when I've found that no matter what you say, like I started ripping on country music on my Detroit show, and man, I mean, I couldn't believe it. For one thing, I do the talk show on a rock station in Detroit, and
right,
and people called up and said, hey, you haven't listened to, and you know, including Air America's own Earl, right, Steve Earl.
Oh, yeah.
Does
oh,
a great
every
Sunday night.
Every Sunday, yeah, yeah, great
yeah,
show, great,
great
show.
Sunday night show. All right, Reese, thanks for joining us. 866-303-2270. Here's Tim in New Orleans, no less. Tim, hi. Glad we're broadcasting down there.
Yeah, we're getting a great signal here. I just got a comment to make. I think that the music of today is really just as important and just as giving out a strong message as what was going on in the 60s and 70s. And it's the people who are, you know, outside the box that are going to cause the revolution and make the message and give that message across. And I think that, you know, if we're going to sell them short, that's kind of a bad gig, you know?
Well, I think that, I don't think the caller, at first I thought he was. I thought he was being critical of today's music. I think he was bemoaning the fact that there's not a large presence in terms of sales. But, you know, if you added up all the indie labels, all the thousands of punk bands and different and there's and I shouldn't punk bands I you know God I mean there's so many different kinds of varieties of music that are doing stuff locally in small clubs and what have you, the DIY movement, the do it yourself, I mean, it could wind up to be the same numbers. What you said, it's just
right,
a lot decentralized,
right? I feel what you're saying, and I'm seeing in small groups. You know, I attend large gatherings and small clubs and places all around the country, and, you know, there's music going on everywhere. People aren't making money on it, but the revolution is there. The sound, the message is there. It's still there.
You know what I saw recently, and this has turned out to be one of these kind of subterranean trends, sort of acoustic punk. I mean, that people are not amplifying. And, in fact, I was at a show where people refused even to use microphones. They said, come closer to the stage if you want to hear. And they,
exactly.
They're playing a fiddle and a couple of guitars.
Right. That's what's going on these days. No amplification. In fact, places where I go, it is frowned upon.
Really?
Yeah. It's large gatherings, you know, and it's you know, they don't want any amplification. If you want to hear it, play louder. If you want to listen, get closer. If you're, you know, want to be involved, be part of it.
I love it. All right, thanks a lot. And what's the scene like down there now? I don't mean the music scene, but what's life in New Orleans like?
Well, I'll tell you, people are coming together. FEMA's really doing a great job on trying to get people set up.
Really? You're the first person I've heard say that. You'd say, FEMA, you're doing a heck of a job.
Hey, I'm not saying they're doing a heck of a job. I'm saying it's tough down here.
Yeah.
it's like a nuclear bomb went off, and you know, people are on, you know, real tired. You know, people are tired from what happened. It's not so much on edge like New York after that deal, you know, but they're tired, and it's rebuilding, and everyone's gone. It's going to take a little while, but you know what? It's going to happen. People are happy. People are excited, and it's a new start, and it's a cleanup, and, hey, things are going to happen. It's going to be big.
You can't keep New Orleans down. Thank you, Tim.
Hey, take care, and you have a great new year, all right?
All right, you too. And I keep forgetting to wish people, you know, in general, a happy, happy new year. Malachi, listening in Saskatoon, wrote into calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And he's asking, you know, I could do this. I could do a show. I was talking this the other night, half music, half talk. He says, play The Price of Oil by Billy Bragg. You know, that's interesting, Malachi. I was looking at that, almost brought it tonight, and I didn't. But you can, I'm sure, go to Billy's site, Billy Bragg, B-R-A-G-G, another singer, songwriter like David Rovix. It's a terrific song. And, yeah, you can tell by the title what it's all about. Here's Edie in Atlanta, Georgia. Edie, hi, it's Peter Werby, and you're on the air.
Sure. Can you hear me?
I can indeed, Edie. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, and it's good to talk to you. This is your last night?
This is my last night for a while till Mike goes on vacation or does somebody else's show. But it's been grand.
We'll miss you. But we'll be glad to have Mike back, but we'll miss you.
And I'll listen to Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I'm with defendersofdemocracy.com.
Okay.
And we're a grassroots organization in Atlanta working on getting rid of the D-Bolt machines.
That's wonderful. How important is that?
I beg your pardon?
I said, how wonderful is that? That's very important work.
It's work, and we're enjoying every minute of it. And we have a petition going. We have people out in the field collecting signatures. Plus, if you go to our website at defendersofdemocracy.com, you can sign on, you know, online. And
Edie, are you doing anything about this poll tax that the Georgia legislature either put in or wants to put in?
Oh, well, that's you mean the ID thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's another group that's working on that one. It's a whole slew of us, the little groups that add up to, you know, a lot of people. Out here doing the grunt work, trying to hang on to what's left of our democracy. And I just thought I'd interject that because I was starting to feel like cutting my throat.
You know what, though, Edie, you've come together with other people, and if there's people listening in Georgia, or just get an idea of what people are doing, defendersofdemocracy.com.
Thanks for telling us
about it. We're going to take a break. You grab some of those open lines, 866-303-2270. It's the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Peter Werby on the Air America Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Republican Congressman Walter B. Jones is a conservative Christian. He represents a district with a huge Marine base. 2 years ago, he led the congressional charge to change the name of French fries to Freedom Fries. But here's the surprise. Today, he's strongly against the Iraq War and the cover boy of Mother Jones' new issue. Jones didn't become anti-war in spite of his politics, his faith, or his constituents. He became anti-war because of them. He anguished with his pastor over soldiers' deaths. He finally decided, after one too many funerals, that he could no longer support the war. Jones is part of a movement of principled people across the political spectrum. Veterans, people of faith, staunch patriots are questioning the war's huge costs. It's too late to have the debate that should have prevented war. It's time we have the debate that can stop it.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you, Mike. Final segment for you Thursday night, Friday morning. You'll be back with the best of tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Let's finish up, though, with our final segment and go to Dan. Hey, he's right near my hometown. He's in Romulus, Michigan. Dan, hi. You're
doing
great. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I just tuned in. I overheard you guys talking about music, and I wanted to bring something in.
Sure.
I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan. I believe that they're hands down the greatest band in the world. And I'm with a local band around this area who take in a lot of influences from older bands, which is cool to see in modern times with the music scene. I think it's kind of going down. But to see bands like this coming around, I definitely think there's hope for music in the future instead of a lot of kind of things like rap that are coming up that I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah, and Pink Floyd. Yeah, sure. They did incredible stuff. What's the name of your band?
I'm not in it. I'm a roadie for the band. They're called Less Than or Equal To. They got a show at a venue called the Modern Exchange sometime mid-February, early February. But it's an all-instrumental band, and I've been seeing a lot of instrumental bands coming out, and it's definitely something to see, very listener-friendly, you know.
Well, that's good. Tell them to email me, calltalkyes@yahoo.com. And glad you could tell us about it. Let's go to Carol Lee in San Francisco. Hey, Carol Lee, it's Peter Werby. You're on the air.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you.
As far as this topic, you know, I have a really favorite local political songwriter, and it's Santa Cruz Woody.
Really?
And you know what? This song, I'll just sing you a little bit of it. It's really cool.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. We got smart bombs and stupid leaders, all these WMDs, give me the cheaters. The president himself is a DUI repeater. Smart bombs and stupid leaders.
Well, now, wait a minute. This is the band. Are you in the band?
No, it's Santa Cruz Woody.
And but you just know their stuff, huh?
Well, I sing. I do some kind of political songs. There's another local political songwriter named Lee Goland.
Okay.
And he has a song about prime real estate. Prime real estate. There's a lot of money to be made. They'll get rid of you, and you'll get it when you get in the way. Prime real estate.
You know what? I forgot now who it was. Was it Reese? But was saying the, how much of it is so decentralized. And there's never been in my lifetime so many bands and so many people doing so many different types of music. And I think it's out there in the millions. Thank you, Carol Lee. Thanks for joining us on the Mike Malloy Show. And someone wrote in and said when we were mentioning the classics, certainly, Masters of War, my brand new LP turntable, listening to that old Dylan stuff, that is the most, I don't know, what can you say, to the point song about people, war makers I've ever heard. Let's see, let's go to David in Los Angeles. David, hi, you're on the air.
Peter, how are you tonight?
Doing great, thanks.
You know, I try to stay up on top of what's going on in this world right now, especially politically, because I think things are happening very fast, almost exponentially. And something I'm starting to realize is the guys in the administration right now seems like, because, I mean, they've been within very intricate part of the Republican construct for decades now. It seems like these guys have been taking notes on how to best manipulate things and how to best cover up things, and it seems like they're trying to test everything out with this administration. I don't believe for a second that George Bush has any big-time say in what goes on in this administration. I think roll them out every so often when they need to make a speech, because he seems to be the one guy that can honestly say nothing bad's going on, because quite honestly, I don't think he knows what's going on.
Well,
secondly, yeah,
go ahead.
Secondly, what I see about the media, I don't think the media is only about, I mean, obviously big money has a big thing to do with it, with the consolidation, corporate consolidation of the media outlets that's out there, and I think it's absolutely intricate that we do have more bloggers out there to get the real truth out. But I don't think it's just that. I think it's also a lot of these large media corporations like News Corp are catering towards their audience. I think people in America, maybe it's due to ambivalence or intellectual laziness, want to hear what they want to hear within their bubble, and I think Fox News and other places like that give them what they want to hear. You watch Fox News today with all this thing that's going on right now, with deaths, with the budget cuts, with all the scandal and corruption that's going on, the best they can do is talk about what's going on in Aruba.
You know, but you know, David, when you really look at the figures of how many people are watching Fox News, it pales before, for instance, the network news. And these are people that want to hear, exactly. I mean, they want to hear what's being put out. There's this sort of Mobius strip of mis and disinformation, and the people that want to absorb it because they want to believe awful things. So, go ahead.
It doesn't help the fact that this administration is paying off these so-called objective news writers as well. I mean, I feel like these talk shows, like your talk show and political talk shows in general, is an ongoing narrative there's a deconstruction of our democracy going on. It's like an ongoing narrative. It's almost like watching ESPN Classic. You know Muhammad Ali's going to knock that guy out, and you're watching the guy do play-by-play. I feel like it's almost a surreal feeling, like we're actually watching this going on, and all we can do is helplessly just kind of watch it as this thing happens to us.
Well, here would be the worst case scenario, that this was all going on and there wasn't the bloggers, there wasn't the independent media, that there wasn't Air America, that there wasn't the independent left journalist and what have you. So what we're doing, we are waking up the American people, and if you look at the statistics, all the lies, all the BS hasn't worked. So I think things, I think the glass is actually half full. David, thanks for joining us. Here's Hugh in Hollywood, Florida. Hugh, you're on the air. Go ahead. Just got about 60 seconds.
All I wanted to say was that concerning the D-Bowl machines,
yeah,
if you're in an area here in this part of Florida, there's one way I believe you can get around it, create a record of your vote, and that is to insist on voting absentee ballot and just cover up that supervisor of elections with a mountain of absentee ballots.
Sounds good. All right. Actually, we got time for Lisa in Santa Fe. You got about 30 seconds, Lisa. Can you put it in?
Hi. thank you. I'm just curious on your viewpoints on prosecutorial misconduct and what the people here of the U.S. can do to protect themselves when they have dealings with somebody, the wrong person in power.
Well, it's pretty tough, and there's been certainly throughout American history in the some of the cases we've seen that where there has been such terrible prosecutorial misconduct. And what? An awakened public. Vote the bastards out. Use one of Mike's favorite words. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening, and it's been a pleasure substituting for Mike Malloy. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Dan. Thanks to everyone at Air America Radio Network. Have a wonderful new year. Impeach Bush.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
If you wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And sometimes ordinary dandruff shampoo just doesn't do enough. That's why, every day, more and more people are switching from ordinary dandruff shampoos to Celsom Blue. Celsom Blue is doctor-recommended for flakes and itch. Plus, there's added aloe and moisturizers to give you healthier hair and scalp. If you wear black, don't take a chance with ordinary dandruff shampoos. Do what so many people are doing every day. Make the switch to Celsom Blue. Never wear black without the blue. Celsom Blue.
Uniting the mind, body, and spirit to promote peace, compassion, and respect for human dignity. That's the goal of Sit for Change, an international event promoting the practice of meditation as a force for social change. Go to sitforchange.org to learn how to support our partners like Amnesty International and Save the Children, charities focused on human rights, family, the environment, and the benefits of meditation. Join the Sit for Change Meditation Marathon, culminating on New Year's Eve Day. Change your mind, change the world. Visit sitforchange.org today.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit.